brought to you by the WZIP Sports Team.
This is Sports Power Talk Overtime.
Featuring in-depth interviews.
Someone brings a video up and was like, hey, look at this. And we all kind of watch it. And to be honest with you, we all just kind of like chuckled and just thought nothing of it.
Exclusive original content.
They do need Austin.
Every brand needs Austin. That's why SmackDown won. That's why SmackDown won. Oh, is because yeah. They got Austin Theory.
And of course, the hottest takes.
Kings Celtics.
Okay.
If we see Kings Sixers, I'll sell my dog.
Man, you heard it here first. Mitch Bates is going to sell his dog.
So get ready because it's time for SPT Overtime.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Sports Power Talk Overtime. It is yours truly, Mitch Bates. I will be hosting today, and we have a very special guest in the studio here. It is Ontario's finest, number 10, from the women's basketball team, Alexis Stewart. So how are you doing today, Alexis?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you for asking. And I wanted to lead by saying thank you for coming in, because I know it takes a lot of time, and time is money around here, so I appreciate you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're going to start things off with something that's outside of sports, but it's coming up for you, and that's graduation. So are you excited about that? Like, how are you feeling going into it?
I am beyond excited for graduation. You know, it's been 4 years, and I just feel like I'm ready for that next step in life.
Mm-hmm. And from what I heard, you are a very good student. You were on the dean's list, I believe, last year. So.
Yep, that's correct. Yep. Looking to do it again this year.
Exactly. That's perfect. And taking things to the beginning of your sports journey, what led you to choose basketball as your sport?
So I definitely grew up playing a bunch of different sports, including like soccer, hockey. But my parents had always kind of pushed me towards basketball. They actually, my middle name is Jordan because they named me after Michael Jordan. They said I was going to play. So,
yeah. It was destiny.
Yeah, it was kind of already in the plans for me. Mm-hmm. But no, I definitely fell in love with it. Out of all the sports that I did get to try out and play, it was definitely my favorite, so I just sought that one through than the others.
Right. And you excelled in basketball before you even reached college, obviously. You played for teams like St. Thomas More, King's Christian, Southwest Academy. So talk to me a little bit about your days in high school.
Yeah, so high school's a little bit different. In Canada, you have, like, your high school team and then your club team. So my first 2 years of high school, I was at St. Thomas More. So I got to play for that team, the varsity team there, which our season's only about 2 months. And then we go to our club teams, which is outside of school, which I played for a team called Transway there. We won it like every year. It's a super dominant program from where I'm from. And then prep schools became a thing in Canada, or like really popular. So I ended up transferring my junior year to King's Christian Collegiate, where I played with my teammate Tamala Thorpe.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 year, and that was great. That was a fun experience, and I played in that year. I also played against my other teammate, Tanisha Clark, so we were all like in prep schools together. And then due to financial reasons with the school, I transferred again to a different prep school my senior year.
Okay, so there's a lot of Canada representation on Akron's team from last year. So do you feel a level of responsibility, sort of, to represent Ontario or just Canada in general, like, through your career?
Definitely a little bit more so at the beginning, being the only Canadian on the team, like, my freshman, sophomore year, and also being one of the only two international kids on the team at that time. So I had, like, I felt proud, especially, like, when we played against other schools in the MAC, like Buffalo. That's close to home for me, so like a bunch of my friends and family would come up to the Buffalo games always. But then obviously once we brought in Tamala last year and then Tanisha this year, it kind of like almost like I shared the load of being that international kid on the team. So
yeah, that makes sense. What motivated you to choose the University of Akron when you were picking where you were going to play?
So one thing for sure was it was definitely close to home for me. It's only about a 5-hour drive. So wanting my friends and family to be able to come up to see me play was huge for me. Even just, like, the pillars of the program was, like, really family-centered, so I loved that. Like, my values really matched the coaches, my teammates. Like, they made it really just felt like home for me.
Okay, that's good. Transitioning from pre-collegiate to collegiate basketball, what would you say was the biggest adjustment that you had to make?
I would probably say the biggest adjustment is just the time management part. Honestly, where the prep school rules that I played with are not different from college. You know, we had the 4 10-minute quarters. We actually had a 24-second shot clock in high school, so we got more time in college with the 30-second. And, like, even, like, competition-wise, like, I played against girls that, you know, like, Aaliyah Edwards on UConn. Like, we played against each other my junior, senior year. And then one of my teammates was actually at South Carolina, Letitia Amahir. So, like, competition-wise, I felt ready to come to this level. But really the time management part, as far as, like, all the workouts during the day and then classes on top of that, was just kind of, like, the hardest transition for me.
So it was a pretty easy gameplay adjustment then, because you were already basically with top-ranked players down
there.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. The Akron team that you began your career on and the team that we saw last season are obviously very different, and you are literally the only one here from your freshman year. So tell me about the relationships that you've built throughout your entire career here.
Yeah, obviously the team changed pretty drastic, even just from last year to this year alone. But I was lucky enough to always getting to play with, like, fantastic people, like my teammates. I still talk to my teammates from my freshman year, like my classmates that I came in with. You know, I talk to them all the time. And we haven't been, like, that true four that we came in together since after my freshman year, like, one left even after then. But my relationships, like, I've made here, like, will last a lifetime, like, no matter the year it was, this year, last year, like, all the way to my freshman year, like, I still talk to all my teammates.
Definitely. And I feel like a lot of it probably did have to do with the new coach and bringing in an entire new staff. So
yeah,
was that an
sure.
easy adjustment for you?
It was definitely, like, I feel like any type of change, especially at this level, is there takes some getting used to. But the transition wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, or as drastic, I should say. Like, a lot of the core values that Coach G brought in was the same as Coach Jackson. So, like, from that aspect, it was, like, we have the same beliefs, we have the same values, so that was made it easier to kind of change focus of, like, one style of play to the other, because we knew, like, at heart where our priorities were, I guess.
Yeah. And I know that it can be a sour subject, but there have been injuries that you've dealt with throughout your entire collegiate career, and many people look at the bad side of injuries, but I feel like something that stood out was how you dealt with yours and kept your head up through it. So talk to me about what it took to stay strong and keep a positive mindset through all that.
Yeah, so especially this season was my longest injury that I was out for, with a concussion. So that, like, being away from my team was definitely hard for me, just, like, not, obviously my teammates checked in on me and stuff like that, but, like, not physically being there, like, I felt that. But obviously having that support of your teammates and your coaches checking in on you, like, making sure you're good while you're away, like, it still makes you feel a part of the team, which is really nice. And that honestly helped, like, that support. And there are a lot of resources for athletes here, such as, like, the sports psychologists we have here on campus. So, like, talking to them honestly helps so much, especially with injuries and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand how tough injuries can be, but it's good that you had a lot of different sources that could help you, because in high school when there were injuries, there was, like, two trainers. Well,
yeah,
at least where I was, but. And what helps you to stay motivated in general to continue to go hard and play basketball? Like, what's your why?
Honestly, just my love for the game. Like, I feel like I still have so much love to give to this game, and whether it's, you know, as a coach or a player. So just, like, just remembering how it all began, and, like, that little girl that loved playing with the basketball, like, I do a lot of that for her to see it through. I had dreams, I have goals, and, like, just continuing to see that through, because I know I'm capable of achieving them.
Right. And watching you play last season, because I was not there as much earlier on in the year, but the second half I definitely came to, like, every home game, went to the Kent State game. It's very easy to notice that you got a three-pointer, and, you know, that's that seems like your specialty from watching, but I figured I would ask you what you think your strongest attribute is as a player.
Yeah, I'd definitely say my three-point shot is up there. It's more of my favorite thing to do. It's what I'm most comfortable doing. But honestly, like, as far as like strengths on the court, I just feel like sometimes I can bring a calming, especially the older I got, I felt more of like a calming presence on the court for my teammates. Always, you know, looking for like the one more pass or like just getting assists, like hustle plays. I love to take charges, stuff like that. So I feel like even if the ball's not going through the rim, I'm bringing other things to the table.
Right. So it's a big team player mindset.
Yeah.
Definitely. Seeing that you were a communications major, right?
Yes.
So what were some things that you would possibly want to do with that major? Because I heard while listening back to the old interview that there was some possibly near WZIP type stuff that you could do with that. But
yeah, I definitely want to stay in the sports field in this, you know, next chapter of my life. So I was looking at possibly sports broadcasting, anything along that lines. I was also looking at coaching with my minor. And obviously, like, communication helps with that, whether it's recruiting or doing interviews and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I was going to say you seem a little interested in coaching. I am in sports business major, too, so that's definitely something that I relate to and wanting to do. But I feel like it's all about connections, though.
Yeah.
Like, anything is just all about connections. What are your favorite basketball memories from any level throughout your whole life?
Oh, God, that's a good question. Oh, I have so many. I mean, basketball created a lot of opportunities for me, like, on the court, yes, but even off the court, just traveling and stuff like that. So I have a lot of memories of just, like, trips with my teammates from any level. And obviously, you always want to think about your wins, like, championships, stuff like that. One of my favorite memories would have to be attending the Blue Star 30 camps. So I did that throughout high school. The first camp I attended with them, I was during my grade 8 graduation, so I had to miss, like, the grade 8 dance and everything. I was a little upset, but it was so worth it in the end. In this camp, it was supposed to be basically the top 30 in the class of 2020, so it's 4 Canadians, 4 Europeans, and 22 Americans. So this is where I met, like, players like Angel Reese, Treasure Hunt, AZ Fudd, those girls. And we got invited back. Once you get invited the first year, you get invited back every year. So every year throughout high school, we'd come back a year later, see each other. And it just kind of created, like, such cool stories and, like, bonds that you have with girls that, you know, you see do so well. Like, Angel's, like, one of the biggest names in women's basketball right now. You can be like, yeah, I've known her since I was 14 years old. Like, it's just cool stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds crazy, just being able to know people that are, like, big ticket in college basketball right now. But what is the toughest player that you've ever had to guard in your time at Akron?
Oh, in my time at Akron?
You could do it before Akron, during, both. It doesn't matter.
That's kind of hard. I've definitely, especially my freshman year when I had to play point guard, I was up against, you know, some of the really great players in the conference, such as Michaela Kelly, who was on Central Michigan, and Molly Davis, who transferred to Iowa. That team was very good that year. Deja Fair was also on Buffalo that year. So, you know, just players, like, honestly, it doesn't matter what position you play. Like, you have to guard, whether it's a switch or stuff like that. There's so many great players in this conference. But being a freshman and going up against girls like that was definitely a little scary. But it definitely helped me in the long run, just building confidence and, you know, trusting myself more on defense.
Definitely. And seeing that you've been all around the world pretty much for basketball, what would you say is your favorite place that you ever played at?
I would say my favorite place I ever played at was Atlanta, Georgia. I went there for AAU and had one of, like, my best showcasings in that tournament. So that was honestly, and just, like, seeing Atlanta, like, I fell in love with it, and it was so much fun.
Would you ever consider going there, like, when everything's said and done?
I honestly would not mind. I wouldn't mind at all.
If there are any younger girls that want to be athletes and they look up to you for motivation, what is a message that you would want to communicate to them?
I guess one thing I would really say is just have confidence in yourself. Make sure you have a strong support system, because, like anything you do in life, there are going to be highs and lows, and you want to make sure you surround yourself with people that, if you're in that low, even if you're in that high, you want to surround yourself with people that want to see you succeed and will be there no matter what stage you're at.
Women's collegiate basketball has been, you know, on the rise lately, and fans have been gravitating towards it with the March Madness that just happened and things like that. Did you tune into that tournament at all this year?
Oh, of course I did. Mm. That was so much fun. I was definitely rooting for South Carolina. They did me so proud. Oh, that was great.
Yeah. What's your opinion on the direction of women's basketball?
I'm honestly so excited for it. I'm so glad it's finally starting to get a lot of the recognition it deserves. And even now, like, people are talking about Caitlin Clark and all these girls that are doing, like, amazing things for women's basketball. But there's been so many others in the past that didn't get that same recognition that deserve it as well. So I'm just excited because even the girls that have made college basketball so big right now are starting to head to the WNBA, which is also going to bring a lot more attention to that league as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely interesting. I feel like a lot of the focus kind of went towards the women's side of the tournament as opposed to the men's side, and that's something we really haven't seen yet. So that's definitely cool to witness up here because everyone was making March Madness brackets. I picked USC to go all the way, but I had to go with Juju.
Yeah, I can't lie. I honestly didn't even know who was in the men's like Final Four for the longest time.
I didn't either. If I'm being honest, I had no idea. I could name probably four players in the men's tournament, and I could probably name, like, double digits for the women. So it's an interesting shift. What are some players from professional basketball that you enjoy watching, NBA or WNBA?
So one of my favorites growing up, especially from Canada, was DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. I watched him get drafted to the Raptors when I was little. He wore number 10, and he's why I wear number 10 to this day. That's my guy. Cried when he got traded, but, you know, Kawhi did his thing, so I can't even be mad. But, yeah, he's one of my favorites. I love watching his game, and that also brings me to Kawhi Leonard. Love Kawhi Leonard. He really, like, I feel like he wasn't as big as a name as everyone, like, or I guess offensively. And he really showcased that he can do it both when he got to the Raptors because he had to. But, like, he carried us and, like, it was so great to have that, like, experience, even just watching the Raptors finally get their first win.
So you're, like, a big Kyle Lowry fan too then?
Do love Kyle Lowry, yes. He was my guy, always taking charges. I said, yep, that's me.
The Raptors won a championship that year, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Man, that must have been crazy back in Canada.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience, especially, like, we have this huge TV, I guess, outside of the Raptors arena. So we call it Jurassic Park. So that entire street going all the way back would be filled up for the games, just watching outside there. And, like, that experience was just so cool.
You went to those?
Yeah, and my brother did, too. So that was just such a cool experience to have.
Yeah, and your brother is an athlete, too, in football, if I'm not mistaken. So what's that like to have a relationship with him? You're both athletes, and you seem very close.
Yeah, my brother is my best friend. We get into fights just like siblings do, but at the end of the day, like, we're each other's number one fans and supporters. We grew up, like, my dad was very hard on us when it came to sports, like training. I'm talking, like, getting up at the 6 a.m. So he would ride his bike and make us run. Like, we were literally, like, 6 years old. Like, he had us doing the most, like, since we were kids. And, like, he would, like, play us against each other. Like, oh, Alexis, you can't go home till you beat your brother one-on-one. And mind you, my brother's 6'5", like, 220. Like, I was like, this is just unfair. But it definitely toughened me up and made me stronger physically, like, emotionally, mentally, and all that. So I think we just brought out the best, like, competitive spirits in each other. And eventually, once we got older, it just became more, like, love and support. So
That's great. Something that many athletes talk about motivating them, it was popular when I went to the Cavs media day, was music. So what kind of music do you listen to regularly? You know, what kind of music do you listen to when it's game time?
So regularly, it definitely switches up. I'm more of a 90s R&B type girl. My dad definitely did his thing by introducing us to that early. So I definitely prefer older music. But before games, I am either listening to gospel, some Kirk Franklin, or I'm getting hyped with any type of, like, rap music, like YG, Lil Durk, anything like that.
Yeah. So with the R&B, was that, like, Usher type time, or was
that? Well, definitely Usher, but, like, even just going back further than that, like, New Edition, I'm definitely a New Edition girl, like, loved any type of slow jams. I like Foxy Brown, like, all that, so, yeah.
Yeah, the old R&B is just a different kind of vibe. It doesn't get enough respect up here either. Like, I feel like we should put more old R&B on the radio, but...
I agree.
I'll work on that. I can see if I can make that happen, but I know that there's a lack of professional sports teams in Canada, but are there any teams that you would say you cheer for from there, maybe even not from there, like outside of basketball?
I guess hockey I would have to think about. I kind of, when I get here, like, nobody ever really talks about hockey, so I almost forget about it till I go home and I'm eating dinner with my family and we got, like, the Toronto Maple Leafs playing and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I love hockey. Like, forgot about it. Same with, like, Blue Jays. I go to the Blue Jays games when I'm home in the summer, so for baseball. So those are cool experiences just to have, like, I feel like it brings the country together more since we have such less professional teams to watch and cheer for. So, yeah.
Right. No football teams?
We do have the Canadian Football League. I'm a Hamilton Ticats girl just because that's my city. But as far as football, NFL, we are diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fans in my house.
Okay. Yeah. We got a couple of those up here, too. But that doesn't apply to me. I'm a Seahawks fan, which is just so random. But, you know, Steelers is definitely – it becomes a popular argument up here with the Browns and Steelers on the radio. So you like the Russell Wilson move or no?
Honestly, I'm excited to see it. Very excited to see it. I was a Troy Polamalu girl growing up. That was my guy. Definitely watched the team change over the years. But, you know, never – you know, no matter – how bad or well we did, I'm still here.
And you support Mike Tomlin?
Oh, that's my guy. That's my guy.
So what's your favorite part of being an athlete?
Ooh, I would have to say the connections made, like even just going to other teams. Like, I love going to go watch the girls' volleyball team play, like going to football games, and like you go with other athletes a lot of the time too, because I feel like you just really understand what you kind of go through with each other. So regardless of the sport, you just have that respect for each other, and like I feel like you just, it's a great way to network and just build relationships.
Yeah, that was something else I was going to bring up too, the connections between athletes from different sports or the women and the men's team. Like, I would assume that those are pretty tight bonds for you.
Yeah, so especially, like, men's basketball for us, like, that's kind of, like, I guess we're really close with just, like, sharing the training room. Like, in the JAR, it's us, volleyball, and men's basketball. So we're around each other every day. We're waiting for each other to get off the court so we can get on to practice. So, like, we're just always around each other. So there's definitely a lot of friendships made even throughout my time here. Like, I've watched the teams change on campus, obviously being here for 4 years, but, like, same thing, like, with my teammates, like, guys that have left the men's team that were, like, my closest friends I still talk to every day and stuff like that, so.
Right, that's great. So you feel like a veteran around campus
on the team? Oh, yes, I feel so old. A lot, like, all the people that were here my freshman year, like, I could probably count, like, on one hand how many I see that I was like, oh, you were here when I was here, like, we're still here.
And did that lead to, like, a leadership role in the locker room, I would assume?
Yes, I feel like I'm more goofy, so I feel like I wasn't really looked at as more, like, the responsible leader. I would give that to Morgan Haney. She's very mom of the team. I'm more, like, big, cool auntie, sis. Like,
I mean, that's probably the more fun role anyway.
It is. It is.
I noticed in the videos that the women's basketball team would post before games, I think it was all the half-court shots, and I feel like it was you every single time I watched the video.
Honestly, we've done that tradition before every game, the half court shot tradition before every game since my freshman year. So I feel like I have a lot of practice. I make sure to get at least like two in every year. You know, depends on the order. You know, sometimes the first person that shoots it gets it in. So you're like, damn, like maybe next game I'll get a chance. But yeah, I look forward to that. I that's my time to shine.
Yeah, I definitely took notice of that. And There were a lot of cool videos that we got to see from the team. You know, I saw something that you posted of a little practice clip of you getting sniped and just hitting the ground in the middle of, I'm not sure what was going on. It looked like warm-ups.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Don't know what happened. I just tripped, fell during warm-up. Thought it was hilarious. I had to lie on the ground because I was just dying laughing. And my our strength coach came over to me laughing. He's like, what happened? I said, I don't know. But, you know, it's just nice that we have a coach that can at least laugh at that and not be like, hey, like, why are we messing around? Like, get up, let's start doing it. No, it was very funny. The team loved it. You know, I thought I'd post it because, you know, why not?
Definitely.
I don't mind making a fool of myself every once in a while.
Exactly. Many athletes talk about heroes that they have or idols that they have. So if you have one, who would that be for you?
I would definitely say my family is like a huge inspiration for me. My parents always told me, you know, when I was younger and I was mad that they'd get me up so early to go do conditioning and stuff like that, or like a lot of things I missed out on to get to where I am today. You know, they always told me at the time, you're going to thank me one day for this. And like, they're absolutely right. Like at the time you're young, you want to go do stuff that your friends are doing, but they're not going the same place that you want to go. So, you know, you have to sacrifice things like that. And in the time, I was always so mad at my parents for making me train the way I trained and doing all that stuff. But I wouldn't be where I am today without them. And like, they pushed me to get here and they saw the bigger picture for me when I didn't see it. So I'm like beyond grateful for my family and everything they've done for me.
Definitely. And for people that this could be the first time that they're hearing of you, what would you have to say to someone that's never heard of you before that may be tuning into or being a fan?
Oh, God. Under what context? Like basketball-wise?
Yeah, definitely. Basketball.
I would just say, you know, I've been here for 4 years. My role has changed pretty much every year. I've had to adapt to a bunch of things. It was never easy. Mm-hmm. I stuck it through every year, regardless of what happened, through the highs and the lows. I never gave up. There were so many times I wanted to quit and walk away from the sport. But I stayed here, and I just, like, I'm just so proud of myself. Like, obviously, there's things you want for yourself, and you have goals and stuff like that, whether it's for yourself or your team. And while I was here, you know, my goals, I don't feel were accomplished. Mm-hmm. But also, like, team goals that we had were also accomplished. But I feel like no matter what was happening with my team or, like, outside factors, anything like that, like, me and my team, we always came and gave our best foot forward, and we always gave everything we had regardless of the situations we were put into.
Yeah, it was definitely great to tune into the season, even though obviously what you guys wanted to achieve this year didn't happen. It was still a fun experience and getting close to that team. So
exactly.
What's next for you? What could we expect to see from you as a player, as a person, just anything?
Honestly, I don't know, but it's nice that I haven't figured out what I want to do yet. I feel like everything's kind of been planned out for me. Right now, I am in the portal as a grad transfer, so that'll be exciting. You know, Akron's been my home for 4 years, so it's kind of cool to see what else is out there for me. Not sure if I'm going to play. I could, you know, obviously I'm in the portal. I have that opportunity with the COVID year.
Right.
But I'm also kind of leaning forward to just starting and getting on with my life. I'm kind of ready for that next step too. So honestly, I'm just excited. We'll see. I don't know yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool to have open-mindedness as you move on to the next step, because it sounds like you've always kind of been put in the position to go and do what other people may have planned for you. Now you can take time for yourself.
Exactly.
So that's definitely cool. But thank you for coming up here and taking the time out of your day for the interview. And I speak for myself and everyone up here when I say that we really appreciate it. So good luck to you with graduation and with your career, wherever that might take you.
Thank you so much.
And for the listeners, thank you for tuning in with us. This has been another episode of Sports Power Talk Overtime. This is the Alexis Stewart interview, and I'm your host, Mitch Bates, signing off.